What?
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 Are you fucking with me?
What? Fuck! What?
Pithy Randy Quiz!
Erect hard penis.
Pithy Randy Quiz!
Lunch bags will know all about sexy kids.
Pithy Randy Quiz!
But this isn't a G.I. Joe, the more
we
you know.
We watch movies so you don't have to.
Welcome to 50 Randy Quaids. I am your host, Chuck Banner, and with me, my co-host as always,
Jay Biggs,
Tanner Ricardo,
and we have with us, from Fox River Fallout,
Lunchbox, man. Oh, fuck. Wait, Lunchbox. I can't do this shit.
We watched High School. The stakes are high, and so are they. Bake. If you have any questions or comments, you can contact us at our Facebook page, tweet us, or email us at 50randyquaids@gmail.com. So this is obviously a comedy.
A little bit.
And this movie came out in theaters in 2012, and it took about $10 million according to IMDb, and only made $82,000. I do not know how this movie didn't make more money. What are your guys' thoughts on this?
How much did they spend on it?
$10
million. So it was like $5 million for Michael Chiklis and $5 million for Adrian Brody. And then the rest was just all like buddies that wanted to shoot this movie.
Oh, but Colin Hanks was in there, man. He's fucking awesome.
Colin Hanks is a badass.
Well, Colin Hanks?
Really?
Are you fucking with him?
What?
What?
What? What? All right, so we saw this because I own this movie. This movie is fantastic. I bought it and it could not be watched enough times. But you can also get this movie at Netflix straight to DVD. Apparently it's for rent at Family Video, or it used
so
to be.
So it's your mom?
You can get it out of Amazon and Voodoo. <I know. laughs> Alright, so we're going to give you guys a brief description of this movie from start to finish from our very own Tater Ricardo.
Alright, so basically this kid is a genius and he's going to MIT and he gets stoned with his childhood friend. School gives a drug test and they're going to expel everybody who fails. So they get the whole fucking school high with some THC brownies that they stole from this crazy guy. Then basically they just got to clean up their mess. They get caught on film and they got to take the tapes and pay the drug dealer they stole the money from back. And that's it. That's all that happens in the whole movie.
Pretty much. That's exactly what happens. But it is done hysterically.
Very well.
There's everything that makes up the other, like, hour and 29 minutes, that's awesome.
There's so many little parts to this movie that are so fucking hilarious. I don't even know where to begin with it. Really, I mean, you just have to see this movie because it's that damn good.
What?
So there's a scene with Adrian Brody where he's talking to his frog and then starts smacking himself in the face because he...
Beating the shit out of himself.
He harvested his crop too early. The frog could tell. The frog was telling him. He was speaking frog.
Because he was blowing the smoke into the frog tank. The
frog was super big.
What?
What?
He harvested it an hour too early.
That's crucial, man. I'd be beating myself too.
An hour. Okay, there's some parts of this movie that make no sense, kind of like that making no sense, but it's hilarious in the aspect of how the movie's delivered.
They just over-exaggerate everything. Everything is exaggerated.
Oh, everything is super...
Is super exaggerated.
Did you see his tattoos?
Super exaggerated. I saw them, but I didn't read them.
Oh, they're all about him being a bookworm, which they referenced.
Oh, yeah.
All of them are...
They're like
dirt
tattoos.
Yeah, and they're about weed, because he's a drug dealer. They're about him being, like, super smart, because he is ridiculously smart.
Yes, the prodigy.
He drops out and becomes a drug lord or something after he...
Smokes angel dust.
Angel dust, yeah.
There's so many ridiculous things. The sticky green.
The sticky green.
Cannabis sativa. The centimia.
They call it space rabbit. That fucking guy. Dude, spot on. I mean...
Definitely.
Chiklis?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely props to Chiklis from Brody.
Oh, yeah. Chiklis, his character, dare say I made this movie. Tamina.
Wait, Michael Chiklis played Tamika, right?
No, Tamika.
You did a fucking very, very good job in that.
The character of Tamika killed me because when she dumps all that fucking keef into his coffee, and he's like, this is fucking good coffee.
Oh, when Colin Alan Hanks is like, yeah, can I hit up on that?
When the drug dealer's giving out his business card, he's like, yeah, if you ever need some legal advice or, you know, need a bag of some
blitz.
So how'd you guys feel watching this movie?
Big.
It was very hysterical. I don't know, I could not stop laughing the whole time.
I thought you were going to say, it was very entertaining.
Well, you know what? Yeah, it was. I was surprised. I was like, holy shit, it's right up that alley, isn't it?
Are you fucking with me?
What?
It
kept my interest.
The funny thing about this movie is when you're going to watch it, and you're watching the previews before the movie, you're thinking, wow, this movie is going to suck because these previews are fucking awful.
Yeah. What was it? Jersey Shore shark attack or something?
Yeah. Next time.
The guy's fixing his hair, shooting a fucking shark.
Okay, man. Holy fuck.
So is there anything you guys didn't understand about this movie or you didn't think needed to be in the movie?
I didn't see anything, honestly. Everything was on point.
I think the movie would have been a lot better if there was no weed in it.
What?
If it wasn't a weed movie.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Movie would have been horrible.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been the same movie if there wasn't any marijuana in this movie.
No, it would be that movie.
It would be them just trying, like, here, eat some brownies, and
nothing will happen.
I think that would be pretty funny.
Like, laxatives instead of, like, weed. Yeah,
dude. Everybody's just shitting all over the place.
It would be a shit show, if you know what I mean.
That sounds like a great movie.
Shit show. I'm sure there's a movie out there.
It's called Shit-Nado.
It's called Two Girls, One Cup.
It's my favorite movie. I watched it like 20 times. I love that shit.
He loves it.
Those chicks were hot, man.
Presentation.
Presentation.
So at this point, the entire school is already baked off these brownies. And the English teacher is writing oral presentation on the board, but it is terribly misspelled. And this is English class, mind you. Now the kid is supposed to be throwing his final. So he goes up there and he starts talking about Hamlet, but he starts swearing. But he's just like, yeah, he's like, Hamlet, what a fucking pussy. Mm-hmm. And then he starts comparing it to himself. And he tries to blow it, but the teacher, like, stands up and is all like,
slow clap and all. I wish they went slower with that clap, actually. But when he was eating the lint off his fucking sweater.
See, I think he was eating part of the brownie. Oh. It might have got caught in his sweater.
No.
And he was like,
he probably thought it was, because he spit it out. He was like, because it was lint.
Anything you didn't understand about this movie?
The love story didn't need to be in it.
Oh, you're right. That had nothing to do with anything.
It was like,
it was a little 30-second thing.
Who's this?
It was a 30-second thing, but it was pretty cool because it actually, like, it showed confidence that you can fucking just, like, be your fucking self.
Yeah, but this isn't a G.I. Joe, the more you know. It's just a comedy that could have left it out.
It's a bunch of stories getting together, and it's like, man, I should have done that. Cool.
It's not a teenage coming-to-age film.
Yeah, it's not John Hughes. John Hughes didn't direct it. John Cusack's not in it.
Exactly. It's a half-baked film. It's just a movie to watch and get baked and laugh your ass off.
Although they should have had Molly Ringwald as a teacher.
We didn't need a love story.
I don't know about Lisa from The Simpsons talking like, oh, Bryan Adams. That's fucking crazy.
With things that I don't understand about this movie.
It wasn't actually like Lisa Simpson. It's the real voice of her or whatever, but whatever.
I didn't understand.
Whatever.
What?
Whatever. Are you fucking with me?
I don't understand how this movie didn't make more money than $82,000.
You know what I don't understand?
I agree.
Where the administration office is.
Right? You and Chad do not know where this place is. He's even texting the fucking principal's wife to find out because he's banging her. Because apparently at least a couple of people are banging her.
She gives good head.
She does give good head.
I'll give you a little bit. I said the same thing to your mom.
Wow.
Alright, so the other thing that I didn't understand about this movie, or what didn't need to be in this movie, was the car accident scene where Psycho Ed is driving to the school and he slams into Charlene Fuck. I think her name is Charlene.
Yeah.
But Charlene Fuck's car. And she's like, hey, I was eating this ice cream.
and
Paranoid's all like, why the fuck you eating ice cream? That scene totally didn't need to be.
I think it was just another over-exaggeration of the effects of marijuana. Because every time you see a commercial, it's like, hit a little girl. She was eating ice cream.
I mean,
overbaked. It's all your fault.
I'm pretty sure they were just using an excuse for the whole fuck gag.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? What?
What? Fuck.
Well, what? And it built into the whole what gag that was going on throughout the entire movie.
Yep. Yeah.
What?
What?
Are you fucking with me?
What? Fuck! What?
So what was your guys' favorite scenes of this movie?
I like the Huey Lewis joke.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite because I'm just a big Huey Lewis fan. Yeah, the principal's like, what, are you going to a Huey Lewis show? And he's like, why, is he on tour? I just love that one.
Well, he was all dressed up.
Oh, and the other one I really liked, too, was Bro said to...
Psycho Ed.
Special Ed, whatever. When Bro said to Ed, he's like, looks like someone poured snake blood in your eyes. And he just looks at him and says, thanks.
Do I look like I need you to get me stoned?
Negative.
It was the really same scene.
Adrian Brody was awesome.
Oh, Adrian Brody was on point in this movie.
Holy shit, yeah.
Yeah, this movie wouldn't have been the same without Adrian Brody and Chiklis.
Damn, just ride their dicks, why don't you?
I will.
Adrian Brody, if you're listening, feel free to come on 50 Granny Quaid. Yeah.
That is very true. You can come on our show.
That'd be awesome.
And the chick that played Tamika.
Dude, we'll fucking talk.
Definitely the chick that played Tamika. She can definitely be on the show.
Yeah, no shit.
Michael Chiklis.
And we're definitely not saying bye, Felicia. Tamika.
Felicia.
Right. Yeah, you get it.
What?
They're wrong.
So my favorite scene of the movie is when that teacher is talking about her glass dildo that she calls Brian Adams. And she's all like, oh, and the wizard... the forest wizard turns it into glass, and only
the warm walls
can make it into human again. The erect, hard penis.
I fucking wrote that shit down too. Brian Adams glass encased dick.
And she's saying this in front of her high school class, typing class, and they're just typing away.
Did I say that?
And they're all looking at her.
She's like, did I say that out loud? And there's some like humping sounds too in the background while she's talking about this. Like she's thinking about that going down. Like she's like in the moment, just like, oh yeah, Brian Adams, oh you're sexy.
It's like, that's what
I named my cat.
Brian.
I named my cat after Brian Adams, sexy cat. Lunchbox know all about sexy kittens.
You know the amount of fucking kitten or cat that they talk about? Fucking when dude stole the nitrous and shit like that. It was not in the movie, but like, he's like, he had gotten an aspect, what are those called? He grew a growth on his face, and I took him to the emergency room as soon as possible.
An abscess,
yes. And they call me Finger.
Alright, coin dick.
Was that your favorite scene of the movie?
That was like one of the best jokes, yeah. Favorite scene of the movie would probably be the Chad running around looking for the administration office through the whole movie.
I hate Hellers.
That guy, when he got stoned for the first time,
yeah.
It was hilarious. And they were playing video games, and he's like, where the fuck are you? And he's just spacing out like, oh my god!
It's like helicopters. I hate helicopters.
I wrote that down because I wrote when they were playing Call of Duty, it was almost like he had no idea how he got on that couch.
No. He wasn't even on the couch. He was in the game.
And stoners are definitely have those times where they're just like, how the fuck did I get here?
What happened for fucking a whole hour?
Weren't we just in a treehouse? That wasn't just scene shift for him. That was, he lost Tide. Yeah, you could see it in his eyes.
Really fucking funny. It was like, it was in between classes. The whole time, that was in between classes. They skipped school.
No, that was a different day. This movie takes place over, a few days.
Okay, it was the end of the day, and he had to go back to the bake sale. Like, it was, I don't know, it was right after school. So it was 20 minutes, dude. Think about it. Because, when the hell does those programs start? It's right after class, after school has ended.
What? Look, the movie takes place over 3 days. The day he got high, the day they announced the drug test, and the day of the drug test.
Pretty much.
3 days.
The stuff that led up to him getting high, like the whole fuck spelling bee. Where she's like, oh, fuck, I'm totally fucking baked.
Oh, fuck, I fucked that up, didn't I?
Baked.
It's like diarrhea, it sprays.
Except for the spraying of the word. Also, I put for one of my favorite scenes is when they're watching that movie during detention.
The anti-weed movie.
And they're like, hey, smoking weed can help you fund terrorist groups. I only really like blowing things up when I'm high.
That guy wasn't even Middle Eastern. It was an Indian guy in there.
Yeah. And then he says, he looks, the white kid who smokes the joint totally fucks his life up in the detention movie. He looks right at the camera and he's like, think about it.
But they had to overdub because, like, he was really fucking going crazy with his mouth and shit. It was funny as fuck.
And then they're all shooting AK-47s in the air, like, oh my god, it was fucking hysterical.
You know it's true, though, right?
Fun's terrorist?
Some guy... Yes.
We shouldn't air this episode.
Some guy... In...
No, I really only like blowing shit up when I'm high.
Oh, yeah. 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 Some guy in Oklahoma is freaking out. His name is Al Qaeda. Oh, thank you so much, Dan Byrne.
Was there anything in here that you really thought was, like, the worst part of this movie, or just everything kind of flowed?
No, everything was good. I liked the whole movie. It was just as good as...
Nothing stood out.
Like, Half-Baked or any other stoner comedy, if not better.
The only thing that really stood out for me was how they made Keith be, like, the top-notch thing that you could do.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of over the top in that aspect.
Well, it's because they said that they were using, like, really high-grade bud to get the Keith off of.
Yeah, but even still, I mean...
It looked like sugar to me.
Yeah, I mean...
And I don't think Keith looks like sugar. I don't care what weed you get it off of.
Yeah. That I kind of thought was over the top, but the whole movie was over the top in a sense. It was just... Oh, God, it was hilarious.
It was good.
Tater?
It was all right. So you guys, I don't know, I didn't think it was that funny. I mean, some of the gags were just overused and
what?
It wasn't iconic like
what?
Like, you know, the other stoner movies like Up in Smoke and Half Baked. I don't even think it compares. How High? Friday even. Like, there was no epicness to it at all. It was just kind of funny.
I thought it was pretty epic. I mean, I would say How High was better. But maybe that's just because I watched all those movies when I was way younger.
It was more budget and there was more actors.
That's true.
A low budget, like, independent film that Michael Chiklis and Adrian Brody were like, fuck yeah, we'll do it.
The acting was amazing.
Good. For low budget, it was pretty good.
For me, the best joke or the best line in the movie was when Booger is all like, Beverage. Say it with me. Say it with me. Don't stop.
Beverage.
He's like,
he's
fucking. He's pretty much like fucking that podium style best.
Oh.
And then that one chick comes in and she's all like, Henry Burke. That's what his name is. Henry Burke. I only remember that because of this scene.
Oh my god.
But she's all like, Henry Burke, you haven't come to see us yet. And then Booger's all like, say beverage. Nice slowly. And slow. She's all like, what the shit? And she says that later in the movie. She has like four lines and two of them are what the shit. Oh my god, I'm fucking crying right now just thinking about that scene.
She was in the bus with all the fucking piss like splashing around on her.
It's piss and shit.
It's piss and shit.
Oh, your face.
Did anybody else notice that Henry Burke's black eye looked like somebody just drew a line with a Sharpie?
Yeah.
Like, it was the worst black eye I've ever
seen. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Dude, you don't get a fucking black eye that fucking quick.
No, yeah. I mean, it wasn't good, but it was hilarious. Why are your eyes so red?
That guy pissed me off. Holy shit.
Well, you gotta have some bad guys in the movie. He was a perfect bad guy. The kid who wanted to beat his score.
A little
mini
humor. Yeah.
Also, one of the best lines or best jokes of this movie took place in the boardroom meeting where they just found out that they had all gotten stoned off eating those brownies. And the old guy's like, I think I just came. Anyway, is there anything anybody else wants to cover on this movie before we get to rating it?
If someone had the counselor on, I advise you to walk out the door.
Second that notion. You don't even say anything. You just get up and leave.
Yeah, just be like, oh, the counselor? See ya.
Not even see you. You just disappear.
The funny thing is, turn around and go. I did not see that movie, and every fucking time you guys bring it up, I'm all like, God, should I see this movie? Because it's that fucking horrible.
Now we're going to rate this movie on a scale of 1 to 50 Randy Quaids. IMDb gave this movie 29.5 Randy Quaids. I don't necessarily agree with IMDb on this, though. We're going to go with Tater Ricardo first.
Are you ready? This is going to be the quickest review ever. I give it 20 Randy Quaids. Because it was all right. I'm done.
All right. That is all.
Johnny Box.
All right. I'm going with a 47.
Wow.
I could not stop laughing the whole time. I I like lost half the movie because I was just too loud laughing over it because it sucked. Oh man. Yeah, 47. Solid.
Fuck yeah. White chocolate, J Biggs?
I'm giving it a 43. For what it was awesome, but it was no like Breakfast Club, Back to the Future, Fast and Furious type movie.
Fuck Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
What's your Xbox One gonna give this fucking movie since you had to have that fucking boot up?
Gives it 50 Microsoft points.
That shit's expensive now. It's weird again.
Alright, so me, Chuck Banner, is gonna give this 41 Randy Quaids because I always laugh my ass off when I watch this movie. It's had to have been like the fifth or the sixth time that I've seen it.
Yeah.
And I fucking die every single time. I don't know why, but this movie gets me just fucking crying.
Do you think it was better than Con Air? Because Con Air is a pretty good movie. Nicolas Cage. Air blowing in the wind.
Well, let's put it this way. I would be hard-pressed to not sit down and watch Con Air or High School.
Why does that movie do that to people? I give Con Air 48 Randy Quaids and also 2 Randy Quaids at the same time.
So 50 Randy Quaids?
No, not add them together. Like 2 separate scores.
Con Air, probably a 41 Randy Quaids. Equal to this movie. Jay Biggs?
Getting like a 45 for me.
Wow. We apparently love Con Air here at 50 Randy Quaids.
This is a 2-for-1 episode. You get a review of Con Air and also High School.
On that note, we're going to give the band a little bit of time here to talk about whatever they want to talk about.
Yeah, so check it out. As you may know, if this is not your first time listening to 50 Randy Quaids, me and Johnny Box are in a band called Fox River Fallout. We just got done playing Summer Stomp, put on by Maggie's Hideout in Midwestville. Midwestival Productions. Great. A lot of really good bands out there. Miles Over Mountain. A lot of good stuff in the area. You can check us out on foxriverfallout.com and find us on Facebook. We're always looking for people to talk to.
Johnny Box gives a thumbs up.
Are you fucking with me?
What?
And check out Assholes and Opinions coming soon. Next time on 50 Randy Quaids, the crew watches fucking Vin Diesel act like a fucking grown-ass piece of shit in Fast and the Furious 7.
Not
oh
yet.
Yeah, Paul Walker dies. That's spoiler
up, bro.
Alert.
Hit a fucking tree.
Fucked up, bro.
What an asshole.
Until next time, we watch movies so you don't have to. Peace out.
50 Randy Quaids was recorded at J and Jug Studios, hosted by Chuck Banner, produced by Chuck Banner and Tater Ricardo. Featured music is by Fox River Fallout.